Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning is Matt Goff. We're here to talk about Sitka, Whalefest, and the upcoming Food Web Cruise. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Erin. Glad to be here.
So this is a fun time of year with spring coming up. Not only do we get the herring weather of who knows what's going to happen outside, be it sun, rain, snow, or whatnot, but it also means everything's waking up. All the critters are coming back, and that's why the Whalefest chooses to have the Food Web Cruise coming up. So this is happening next weekend on Saturday, March 29th. What's the appeal of heading out on the water this time of year? I mean, the weather is, it's always nice to just get out, enjoy after being trapped inside for so long in the winter. What's out to sea when you head out on a Whalefest cruise like this?
Well, as you would know, you never know what's going to be out there, right? It's always a little bit of a mystery, but this time of year, we can generally count on the herring being active. Hard to say when they're going to start spawning. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they've already started spawning. Sometimes they haven't started spawning yet, but they're in the area. They're staging for their spawning, and herring are an important food for many other animals that we like to see as well, whales, sea lions, in particular. But yeah, the whales and just the activity, the birds, everything kind of staging and showing up in this time of late March, early April. And yeah, really getting going. And it's migration. So for the seabirds, you know, we're starting to see some songbirds move through, just a few, like robins showed up in the last week. But out on the water, it's the seabirds out there and gulls. Not everybody is super excited about identifying the gulls, but they're still a spectacle when you just see like 10,000 of them or something out there.
Right.
So it's yeah, it's fun to get out there, see what's going on. I don't have my pulse on the sound in terms of what whales are showing up, but it sounds like there are some showing up. We saw a couple last week when I was out on another trip.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been seeing different postings on social media with at least some humpbacks coming in, some sea lions coming in. I always think that gulls are always a great, they do have a bird's eye view of things. So I feel like when you follow where they're going, you can usually track them finding other cool animals that are happening around the area too, because they're following all the food.
Yeah, they seem to always be hungry. And this time of year is around the time longline season starts. So there's fish processing that happens. So If fish processing happens before, or the volume of it from longlining happens before the herring spawn, then they all, like, that's the first staging. Mm-hmm. It's in the channel. But in years where the herring start first, they're like, herring's good. We'll go for that.
They just want food. I mean, food, understandable. Yeah. I am also fairly food motivated. Everything's waking up. You're saying the herring coming in, and with them, so many other critters coming back in. Everything's waking up.
We got daylight. We're now officially into the light half of the year.
Oh my gosh. Over 12 hours of daylight. It's so nice. So nice to have. So many things to go out and kind of celebrate with spring coming up. And that's what this Food Web Cruise is about, is looking through and appreciating all these different aspects of the food web that make up our backyard, of the make up Sitka Sound. And this is part of the support for the Sitka Whalefest. So Whalefest happens in the fall, but not without a lot of support within the community, this being one of it. So beyond just heading out onto the water to check out all these amazing sights, all the great feathered and furry neighbors we have here, what makes the Food Web Cruise unique beyond just heading out on the water?
Well, yeah, certainly there's lots of ways to get out on the water. This particular Food Web Cruise, you know, I'm not part of the planning of it per se, but my experience has been that there's generally a nice spread of food. So it's a little bit of a brunchish sort of a buffet there that's available for folks to eat. I'm not the only naturalist that's on board. Often, it depends on the year, you know, and who's available, but they try to have somebody that can speak to herring biology. Mm-hmm. They try to have somebody that can speak to Thlinget harvesting traditions and understandings around herring. Somebody that can speak to whales. I'm mostly there to talk about birds. Some years I've been the main person there, and I talked about other stuff too, which I'm happy to do. I like to talk about things, so it's all good that way. Jan Straley, who, you know, of course, was instrumental in getting Whalefest started and continuing it over the years, she always said that this was her favorite Whalefest event. You know,
oh,
even though
cool.
It's in the springtime, but there's just so much going on. The whales are active here, and I'm sure, I mean, I don't know, I can't speak for her, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, and probably there's a lot less organization required for the food web groups as compared to the symposium, so
right,
the levels
right.
of stress might be part of that. But it's a great time to get out and just see what's on the water, and not all of us have a boat, not mm-hmm. all of us have the opportunity to get out consistently, and it certainly is nice to have that kind of larger platform. It's, you know, of course, one of the Almarine boats, typically one of their catamarans mm-hmm. is there. Getting geared up for the season as well this time of year, and head out there and see. And generally we find whales and sea lions and of course the birds and eagles and whatever else might be there. And it's a, yeah, if you don't have a chance to get out on a boat, you know, it's a lot better way to get out on a boat than owning a boat in terms of like manageability for many of us.
Right. Well, even if you do own a boat, of to be able to get out onto the water and not have to pay attention to the driving, to, okay, did I get enough fuel on board? Do we have all, you know, all the logistics that it takes to get you and your family out on the boat? You can just show up into it. Yeah. Don't have to worry about driving, about making sure you, you know, don't hit the rock pile, you don't anything like that. You can just be there to enjoy being out on the water. And then also having all of the very knowledgeable and friendly naturalists on board, such as yourself. I love talking to people who are smart. It is so fun because you guys know so much and you're usually so excited to talk about what you know. And that is such fun conversations to have because you learn things you never knew. And it's always so fun to actually be in the place and see the thing that you're learning a new thing about. Because next time you're out on the water, you're going to probably recognize that thing, that you'll see a new familiar face. It's going to be enriching every continued experience you have outside. So it's many layers of a great way to get out on the water, to head out on the food web cruise this next weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the great things about it. You know, there's plenty of people on board, but it's not like crowded. And there's lots of opportunity, and all the myself and other naturalists, we're there to, you know, share what we know and share the space together, you know, and our enthusiasm for it. And curiosity really for me is kind of the root of my mm-hmm. naturalist experience, and folks sharing curiosity and the questions that they have, you know, it sparks my own, you know, things. Oh, because I don't always, you know, you can even, you don't know the things you don't know, but that's true at no matter what level.
Yeah.
And so it's like these questions, things that you never thought of asking, you know, it's just like you kind of feel like you know. And I continue to be reminded even within the last week of things that I have seen before but didn't notice. And then I noticed and I was like, that's weird. I don't think I've ever seen that before, but I have such a long log of photos and things that I can look back at. I definitely saw that before, but it just escaped my attention. And
right.
So having the different perspectives and questions that people bring is always a great part of it for me.
Excellent. Well, that's always nice to know that being peppered with questions is beneficial sometimes to the naturalist as well. If you might be pointing out things that maybe haven't been noticed before, or maybe have slipped attention. So it can be beneficial on both sides. That's always encouraging
yeah.
to hear.
Yeah, for sure. It's surprisingly easy to miss things, you
mm-hmm.
know. When people go to illustrate things, we don't realize we have this kind of icon in our head
mm-hmm.
that we see something and we know what it is, and so we know what it looks like and we don't actually look at it.
Right.
And when you get into trying to sketch things, that you start to run afoul because your brain is trying to draw what it knows, not what it's seen.
Right.
And so that's one of those ways that we can kind of learn that, because otherwise it's kind of unconscious for us. We're just, oh, that's a whale, now I'm not paying any attention anymore.
Yeah, it's checked the right boxes of like the certain shapes and the colors in the right places, and therefore that's what it is.
Yep.
We don't have to look at the rest.
Yep. And so having folks asking questions and saying, wait, but what about that little spot, or you know, this mm-hmm. little thing, and you're like, oh, I actually hadn't thought about it. And sometimes in reviewing my own experience, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I can answer that question. And other times, like, I actually don't know. I, you know, and that's always fun. There's no end of things that I don't. I mean, I guess technically there's an end, but I'm probably never going to reach that end of things that I don't know. So
that's encouraging to know, like, oh, so many more things to learn.
So many more things. Yeah.
Excellent. And yeah, so many more things for the naturalists to learn, and so many things for all of us who can come with on to the Sitka Whale Fest food web cruise coming up for that. So that wonderful exploration of Sitka Sound is happening on Saturday, March 29th. So not tomorrow, but next week, Saturday. And that's happening in the morning, so 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. And this is for all ages, and tickets are on sale at sitkawhalefest.org. And I've also heard that this will also be the, these folks on the cruise will have the be the first ones to hear this fall's official theme.
Oh, right. Whale Fest. They've in past years, that's been one of the things that the folks behind the scenes that are helping to coordinate and organize and run Whale Fest these days, you know, they spend the winter kind of discussing amongst themselves and kind of settle on their theme, and then that's the revealing, the unveiling of the theme for next year's Whale Fest, or I guess it's this year's, next fall's Whale Fest.
Yeah. Yes, awesome. So yeah, to be you can be ahead of the curve with hearing what's happening with Whale Fest and get to experience Sitka waking up again with all the wonderful wildlife we have in our backyard. Well, we're out of time this morning, but Matt, thanks for coming in this morning to share all the wonderful things that happen out on the water with the Sitka Whale Fest Food Web Cruise coming up next Saturday, March 29th, 8:30 a.m., loading at Crescent Harbor. You can find more information and tickets at sitkawhalefest.org. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.